Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. Probably should mention, we were talking to Clay in the last segment about your comedy show. It's March 3rd at the Dania yes. Improv, so tickets are still available.
Yes, daniaimprov.com. We're sneaking up on being sold out, so you go get your ticket.
Yeah, very nice.
We're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Sunday, March 3rd, so that's a week from this Sunday.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so today's doesn't feel like Thursday because we've been off all week, but
I'm going on with Clay and Donovan and Juwan Strader, so I'm doing the whole rounds of the South Florida media to promote the show, and then the next Sunday, two Sundays from now.
Oh, so you really are doing all the different local. You're not just doing Clay and Will, you are shameless, man. So did you tell them all that you're doing that?
Yes, I told them. They were like, hey, come at 7. I'm like, well, I'm going on 6 at 7, but I can come on 4 at 2. I can come on 10 at 3. Like, so, yeah, they all know.
I was told there would be no math. I'm already confused as to what's going on.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And happy National Chili Day.
Yes, sir. Happy National Chili Day, Jimmy. If I hadn't been on vacation the last 5 days or so, I would have done an entire show on Skyline Chili. But I have so much to talk about that we're not even going to be able to get there. Don't they have that? You were just in Kansas City. Don't they have Skyline in Kansas City, or is that just Cincinnati? Like, I don't.
I didn't see it around my hotel, but no, they do. But they do chili because they love meat.
Right.
Yeah. Heavy. There's a lot of heavy set people in Kansas City because all they do is eat meat and sides and all that stuff. Skyline Chili.
That's the premier chili, probably closely followed by Wendy's chili, which is very underrated. Why are you making a face?
Because it's terrible.
What? Wendy's chili?
It's just ground beef. Like, I had chili. I actually ordered chili in Kansas City, and it had like chunks of brisket in it. Like, the meat of the chili was brisket and beans and stuff. Like, it was delicious.
Yeah, but you get the Wendy's, and it comes in like a paper container, which is already, that's like the premier way to eat chili, right? Same thing with soup. You can give me soup in a nice bowl, or you can give it to me in like one of those white paper cylinders. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And you get the Wendy's thing. And you get the spoon. They give you a couple of things of saltines, and you break up the crackers in that little thing of chili. Oh, Hooters has excellent chili.
Come on,
Hooters has good chili. Cheesecake Factory has good chili. They do.
Is it ground beef?
I don't know. It's a bunch of stuff. It's kind of soupy, and it's in a bowl. I mean, what, you know, hey, you're so foo-foo about the chili. And just put a bunch of stuff in a bowl, a little chili powder, and call it a night.
Call it a night.
You like chili, Jimmy?
It's all right.
Where's, I mean, like, do you like it, though?
I like it. It's not my favorite, yeah. But I like it.
Wendy's? You ever had the Wendy's chili?
No.
Mm-mm. So good. Dan, what about you?
I love chili.
Yeah.
Five alarm chili? Oh, man. And Wendy's.
Good meal.
And it's Wendy's, meal. This is what Wendy's does to you. You think it's just going to be absolute basura, but then you taste it and you're like, wow, that was a lot better than I expected.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't say disappointed with a cup of Wendy's chili. Never.
I didn't say it was great, but I said it over exceeds expectations. Yeah, it exceeds expectations.
You're never disappointed. The only thing that's disappointing about Wendy's chili is when you're done with it.
It really is. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Fellas, I got IBS, so my approach to life is different than y'all's.
Listen, it's easier to get out. The chili's already all mashed up for you.
Just goes right through
you. No effort on your part. It's already soupy. Did you miss us, Jimmy?
I missed you guys a lot. Solana,
like
not
better
so much.
I'm kidding,
Solana.
Appel or Dono? Who did you jive with more?
I jived with both of them.
Yeah, but who did you like better? I mean, this isn't exactly Sophie's Choice, Jimmy. Who did you like better, Appel or Dono?
I like them both.
Sebastian Maniscalco. All right, with the I like them both. Who'd you like better? You don't have a spot on this show any longer unless you tell me you like one of them better.
Dono.
Wow! I can't believe what Jimmy just said. He torched Appel.
Dono was more interactive.
Shocking. Right. Did he interact with you more and Appel was a little more standoffish?
Actually, Appel interacted with me more.
Oh, really? But you just didn't like the interaction because he's a little awkward at times?
No. Appel's Appel.
Right. He's a little awkward, though, right?
You're not going to make me say it.
He hates Appel.
Yeah.
I don't hate you, awkward. Josh.
But he's a little awkward, right?
I'm not going to say it.
I mean, just a touch, though? I mean, something.
Just a little bit.
I think it's...
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Hold on. You said Appel is awkward? That's
just a...
crazy. I'm going to get my way at some point.
After all the good things he said about you, Jimmy. After all the good things.
It's all over with now. Now you're just a cup of Wendy's chili to him. To pass the time. I don't know.
I was on with Dono yesterday.
You were?
Yeah. Well, once I got in my hotel room in this raggedy-ass Kansas City, the Marriott Bonvoy, there's nobody in the parking lot, but they can't get the rooms clean. So I'm sitting in the lobby for 3 hours, and they're staring at me. I'm like, why don't you take your ass back there and clean up a room? I was so hot when I got on air yesterday. I was hot sitting in this damn lobby for 3 hours.
So when was check-in time?
That's what check-in's not till 4. I was like, listen, there's nobody here. You're telling me there's not. I don't need a suite. I just want a room where I can set up. Well, they have to be cleaned because I got there at like 12, which is 1 o'clock our time. So it was right before the show. So I'm rushing. I actually took a taxi. I put it on Instagram. Like I was like, I'm going to get a taxi. I don't even wait for an Uber. I'm going to get a taxi. I drove a taxi because I'm rushing to try to get on air. And they're sitting there. And Hawk, no lie, there's 100 parking spots at this hotel. There's 6 cars in the parking lot. And I'm asking, I'm like, bro, there has to be a room that's clean. You have 6 store. There has to be one room that's clean. Check-in's not till 4. And I sat there in the lobby for 3 hours till this, I was about to cuss. So this individual got me a room so I could get on air.
Look at you. Don't they know your Bonvoy status?
Hey, Mr. Crowder, thanks for coming back. You got to wait 3 hours.
But didn't they throw you a free Diet Dr. Pepper?
They gave me a free Diet Dr. Pepper, so
that's nice.
That's not nice. No, nope. 3 hours for 99 cents? That's 33 nice. Cents an hour.
Diet Dr. Pepper or Dr. Pepper Zero?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
No good. No good.
Yeah, you see how they do me? They don't even know what Zero is in Kansas City. They hadn't made it there yet.
No good.
Kansas City is a third world country. It's terrible. It's crazy how slow Kansas City is.
I've never been and really have had no desire to go. I don't think I'll ever go there is my point. Like, because I don't, it's certainly not on my bucket list.
Yeah. I paid for dinner in cash and they had to go to like four registers to give me change. I was like, y'all don't have money in this barbecue place?
All right, let's get headlines. Safed Dean is going to join us this hour. Do you know that his job title, right before you signed on this afternoon, I was telling Dan and Jimmy that Safed Dean's job title with USA Today now is Leo Messi reporter. His assignment is not to cover Inter Miami. It is just to cover for USA Today, Leo Messi. And Safed went viral yesterday, the day before. There's a site called Front Office Sports, and they said maybe, you know, the most unique job in sports. It was a picture of Safed, and he's USA Today's Leo Messi reporter, which is it's a pretty badass gig when you think about it. It's just cover the most famous soccer player. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, just be there. Okay.
And Safed's a looker, too.
Safed'll get that chili.
Extra cheese.
You'd love to pick fights with Safed. He hasn't been on with us in 6 months, and then you start picking fights again.
I didn't say anything.
This is what you do every time.
I said Safed's a looker. Anything. He's a good-looking guy.
And then you said extra cheese.
I'll ask him. He gets extra
Let's get headlines here for Dan Day, who's filling in for Alejandro Solana. Dan Day, who never gets extra cheese.
No, never.
Especially because he's vegan now. That's the vegan cheese.
That's the main reason why.
No.
But
then as a rail.
God. You would not have survived in New York with me, man.
I mean, you know, I put it on hold whenever I go somewhere. Like, if I go out with all you, right. Man.
You're not like crazed.
No. It's just if I go out with you or Crowder or Jimmy, you want to go out this weekend? He said no.
Nah, I'm busy Saturday.
Man, you're throwing shade at everyone today, man. I'm going to call up Appel and see if Appel wants to go out, man. We're on the Jimmy hate
Appel
list.
What do to you, Jimmy?
Jimmy, do not go out with Dan because Dan will disappear on you. I've dealt with it. Hey, crowd, I'm about to ride with them.
They should put Safed on the Dan Day beat. He'd lose him in a day. Like, I don't know. I have no idea where the guy went.
I got someone the other day say, I was looking at your Instagram. You're just weird. There's something wrong with you. And I was like,
we were talking about you. I think it was on the flight home yesterday. Lori had asked me who's been filling in for Solana, and I said Dan Day. And she asked me, so I'm not going to say it on the air. But she asked me something about you, and I said, I have no idea. And I said, Lori, my right hand to God, about 3 days ago, and I was in the hotel room or walking down a street in New York, and I was thinking to myself of a new radio game show. We haven't done a new game in a while, called I Just Gotta Ask You. And we go around to the cast. Each person's allowed one question. Maybe we do it once a week. And I go, Dan, I just got, nothing's off limits here. And you go, Dan, I just got to ask you, because there is something I want to ask you, which is what Lori had asked me, but I didn't have an answer for it. And I still, as long as I've known you, I'm not going to say what it is, because I'll save it for the game. If we all agree to do this, where everything, you can ask whatever you want, one question. Yeah. But I have questions about Dan. And there is something where I feel like I just got to ask you this so that I can know. Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I'm in, Hawk. Let's go.
I'm an open book. So you can ask me anything you want. But you got to save it for the game.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I got a lot of interesting things.
We're cranking this up. I got to write notes.
Oh, man.
It's literally a game that I've created to ask Dan a couple of questions that are pressing. Because it's like I'm going through the motions with everyone else. It's really Dan a couple of questions that I've got.
You got a couple.
I got some stuff for Jimmy, too.
Oh,
I got a couple questions for Jimmy as well.
Yeah, I got some stuff for Jimmy.
Ooh, I hear that. A couple people might want to join that show asking questions about me. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Soffit, he had a little action last night. Inter Miami got their first win of the season in the first game of the season against Real Salt Lake 2-0. Messi and Suarez both had assists. The Herons are going to be in Los Angeles this coming Sunday, 8:30, playing the LA Galaxy.
All right.
Canes basketball team got blown out by Duke, 84-55. That's all there really is to say about that.
Yeah, that was ugly.
That was very ugly.
Tyreek Hill jumped up on social media to defend comments that Miami should trade fellow receiver Jaylen Waddle. Cheetah claims the wide receiver is better at this point in his career than Tyreek Hill was at that point, and it's ludicrous to trade him. Plus, Tua and Jaylen Waddle were special before he got there, and will be afterwards.
Right. Yeah, he was saying they were – listen, it was one of these hypotheticals one of the reporters had said about, you know, the Dolphins could trade Jaylen Waddle and he's got value on the market. And Tyreek Hill is in Greece right now on vacation. And he got caught up into this sports radio hypothetical. I don't think it happened on sports radio, but he got caught up in it. And so he's been firing off all these – things, and then Adam Beasley tweeted something along the lines of, to be quite honest, they could trade Tyreek Hill and get an unbelievable amount in return, still have Jaylen Watt, something along those lines. And then Tyreek jumped at Beasley and said, this is why, you know, you're making all that money as an NFL general manager, I guess, something along those lines. Then Tyreek Hill tweeted out this morning, Greece is overrated.
Oh, no.
I understand where this all came from. He's bored. And someone said to him, like, Greece is overrated. Where are you? He's like, I'm in Santorini, which is great. But apparently this is not the best time of year to be there. So he's looking for stuff to do. And there's not much popping off right now in Santorini. If you go at the right time, he would not have time for these hypotheticals. But apparently he does. So I think that's where it all came from. He's in Greece and he's bored.
Well, let me tell you, he was in Kansas City for years, and Greece is 10 times better than Kansas City.
I agree.
Kansas City is terrible. So Tyreek needs to get it. But to the point, just to the sports conversation, Hawk, I'm sorry to tell people, we can't keep Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. There's going to be somebody that we're going to lose, and Christian Wilkins. There's too many good players on this roster, and the salary cap is only so much. So I don't know if people understand that, where somebody in this receiving core is not going to be here next year.
Let's get to weather from the Mesman Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24/7, 866-954-MORE. We call it a little bit chilly. It's in the low – chilly, ooh, pardon the pun.
Chilly?
Yeah, I know. It's the low 70s, a little bit of cloud cover. Going to drop down to the mid 60s tonight and feel all right.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you thought of that radio game show while you were on vacation? Yes, now I can write off the entire trip. It was a working trip. I was thinking about the show.
Brainstorming.
It was a brainstorming trip. Safed Dean is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How many great soccer players haven't dreamed about lacing them up across from that KFC on Commercial Boulevard?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Excited to welcome this guy back onto the show. Although, he told me off the air he does not like chili. So, being that it's National Chili Day, he's got no hot chili takes.
No hot chili takes, man. It's
you'll have to take my word for it that Wendy's chili is good stuff. Safedeen is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Safedeen is a writer for USA Today. He's been coming on our show for years. Front Office Sports, and I follow Front Office Sports on Twitter. I happen to love the account. They tweeted yesterday, unique jobs in sports. And the story was a Leo Messi reporter for USA Today. That's one of the most unique jobs in sports. And that reporter is Safedeen. You saw his big smiling picture next to the story on Front Office Sports. And I'm guessing it's similar to when LeBron was with the Heat, ESPN, they started the Heat Index, which was essentially a LeBron feature. Mike Wallace, our friend, was doing the Heat Index, which was really a way for ESPN to capitalize on the number of people who had interest in LeBron and the big three. And I'm guessing that, you know, USA Today has kind of noticed the same thing, which is what we've noticed on our YouTube channel. So we post a video on YouTube about me and Crowder, and we're talking with, I don't know who, Aronde Gadsden about Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And there's interaction, like there's views, there's clicks. But when we post something about Leo Messi and Inter Miami, the views are through the roof. So I'm guessing, Safed, that that's kind of where USA Today is coming from. They go, yeah, let's assign this guy to Leo Messi because there's so much interest in him.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm the guy. it's really funny. When he got here last July, we started to see the interest. And then I was like, all right, well, he's right here in my backyard. I'm going to start going to some games and write about, you know, what's going on during the game live. We did, you know, kind of live blogs. So anytime Messi did anything, I would put a couple lines of what he was doing, put it in our story, and people are loving it on Google. And it kind of was a genesis from there, man. I think Lionel Messi, he is probably the most famous athlete to be playing in American sports right now. I think he's more famous than LeBron, more famous than Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people thinking there's no way, but I mean, LeBron came to Lionel Messi's first game here in Inter Miami last summer. It wasn't the other way around. Last night during the game, Messi's coming off the field for halftime, and he's giving Will Smith a hug. You think about this. They're going to play a game in L.A. on Sunday. Last year, you know, Prince Harry, Selena Gomez, Leo DiCaprio were all at the game. So it's going to have a huge celebrity impact. Celebrities love Leo Messi. He's famous beyond comparison when you think about sports in general. All over the world, man, he is worldwide famous. He is Michael Jordan famous, I would say. Madonna, you think of probably the most famous people in the history of the world, you know, going, you know, dating back to the 90s maybe. I think Messi's probably right up there with the most famous people. So USA Today, our company, we have a Taylor Swift reporter, we have a Beyonce reporter. A lot of people gave a lot of really hot takes about that on social media.
They have someone dedicated to covering Taylor Swift and someone dedicated to covering Beyonce.
Yes, we do. We have those reporters now. This is all kind of new in the last couple of years, in the last year actually. Just trying to take.
Are they interested in anyone covering food courts? Because I've always said that that's my beat, man. Food courts. Is there any kind of interest in that?
Food courts, chili, and bad beats, bad betting beats. It would be the Hawkman beat would really kill it, I think. Would.
Who's covering me?
We need to get somebody on you now, man. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Soffit is like, because I was just looking earlier, and Inter Miami is favored to win the championship this year. Like, does, because I know you love football. We talked about football. You cover football, you know, basketball. Like, Lionel, I call him Lionel because I'm a black dude. But Lionel, yeah, Lionel.
Leo.
No, I can't say my
voice. Just call him Messi. You just call him Messi. He's a one name. He's a one name guy now.
On the go.
So does Lionel, because you're talking about LeBron and like Patrick Mahomes, does he make a bigger impact on a team? Like the soccer comparison to a MJ, to a LeBron, he makes a bigger impact on the team winning than those guys do in their you know, respective sport.
I think it is a similar impact on winning, but I think the impact comes from, you know, media sales, all these kind of things, jersey sales, attention. You know, Messi goes around here, guys. When I'm at Inter Miami, people are driving to the stadium, parking their cars, lining up. And waiting hours for Messi to get in his car and leave the facility. And they want a glimpse of him. Messi pulls up in their car. They have their phone out. They're taking selfie videos. He's signing jerseys. I mean, we saw the video a couple weeks ago, guys. Messi's in the middle of traffic. And some guy threw his jersey in the window. Messi picks it up, signs it, smiles, throws it back to the fan. Have a great day. You know, we don't see that with LeBron or Patrick Mahomes. You know, people are not lining up to go get any glimpse of them, any chance they get. This is somebody who people around the world who love him have a chance to see him in person, be next to him, you know, maybe not touch him, but, you know, be able to get a video with you and him on your phone, something you'll be able to have for the rest of your life. I mean, this is something that we haven't really seen that much in American sports. And that's why. You know, my role has been created, and these are stories that I kind of want to tell, you know, in this new position for sure.
I want to have USA Today's Taylor Swift reporter on as well.
He's in Australia right now, man. He's in Australia right now. Travis Kelce were at a zoo in Sydney today, and he's got a story about it.
I heard that Taylor sent her private jet to get Travis, who is a multimillionaire. But she sent her jet to bring him to Australia, which I just don't know how I feel about.
Listen,
that.
And I can't even get Crowder to send me anything, you know, to get the Gulfstream Park. He won't even send me one of his drivers.
Listen, she flew all the way from Tokyo to go to Vegas for the Super Bowl. I just want all the fellas out there, you know, if they were willing to do it, they would do it for you. They would do it for you.
I don't know, Soffit. I don't know.
Is Messi? I saw that there was some criticism of Leo Messi not doing local media. I think it was it Michelle Kaufman maybe who wrote something who said, "Well, wait one second here, though. There is some sort of unfair situation going on for those of us who have covered Inter Miami for a long time, and we have no access to him whatsoever." Are you getting access? Is he doing any local stuff? Granted, you're national, but what is his relationship with the Miami media and with the niche that you are working on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm right there with Michelle Kaufman doing stuff. So I'm as much as national stories I'm trying to tell, I'm here as local as possible, you know, in the same press conferences, in the same circles, going to the same practices and games. Messi's got a great setup, man. He doesn't have to do media. And it's kind of a weird setup because it's not something that you hear about in sports. You know, LeBron's talking before the All-Star game, usually before and after every game. I'm just speaking multiple times a week before and after the Super Bowl. And Messi was kind of not just, you know, not doing media. He did one press conference, you know, about a month or so after he signed. I imagine they'll do probably a couple when the noise gets a little louder. There's some things that he has to speak about, but do I understand, you know, there is a frustration in that comes with that. I think people want to hear from him. But I think a lot of people, you know, Messi kind of just lets his play on the field speak for himself. And I think it's a unique situation. He's got it made in MLS, you know. A lot of people will cite security reasons, things like that too. Like when he goes to away games, you know, you're going to have a lot of people in one little room trying to interview Lionel Messi. It's not a great setup. You know, and then you know, he's a Spanish speaking only. So, you know, you have to translate questions if people are asking him things in English. I think there's a layer of things that kind of go into it. And I think Messi himself, too, he probably just doesn't want to speak so much or have things kind of said or twisted. You lose things in translation. I think there's a lot of things that kind of go into it. You know, for me, it doesn't really affect kind of what I do. I would love to, you know, have the chance to speak to him or, you know, hear what he has to say about certain things and ask him certain things. But, you know, sometimes Messi can speak for himself when he does want to, though.
And so, is Messi starting something right now? Seeing like you're saying, what he did with Inter Miami, because now, like, they're MLS super team. Like, everybody wants to see. We know the ticket prices go up. Do you think he's starting a trend where, like, the Cristiano Ronaldos? I know Mbappe's it's my son's favorite player, and my son loves it. I bought a damn Mbappe jersey. I didn't know. I was like, there's too many vowels. There's no – I need some more I's and E's in this name.
Many consonants.
It's a bunch of consonants. There's weird names over there.
Why is it two P's back to back? Did I get the right jersey spelled right?
Exactly. Is this Apple? I don't know what's going on here. But do you think Messi's starting a trend, or you think Messi's just doing Messi?
Well, this was a trend that kind of happened already in soccer. Some of the most famous soccer players in the world, when you think of, you know, Zlatan and David Beckham specifically. David Beckham was the first one to start the trend when he, you know, left Europe to go play for LA Galaxy. So this is something that's kind of happened before. These are things that kind of Messi saw happen already. And he kind of followed through with this. But this was a really good courtship here. This was Jorge Mas, the Inter Miami owner. This is David Beckham, who's lived Messi's life kind of in the same way that Messi has. This was, you know, Javi Asensio, who's an executive with Inter Miami, who spent 10 plus years with Barcelona with him. There's a lot of people here in Miami that Messi knows that made this very, very comfortable for him. Then the fact that he signs here and then you go bring two of his first, you know, teammates from Barcelona, Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba. Then you go sign Luis Suarez, who was also in Barcelona with them. You got the coach, Tata Martino, who was, you know, Messi's coach with Argentina and Barcelona. A lot of things here were brought here to make Messi more comfortable in this situation. But this all, a lot of credit goes to Jorge Mas, who's the Inter Miami managing owner. This guy had a vision to sign Messi during the World Cup when he knew things weren't going great when Messi was with Paris, Saint-Germain. And a lot of people thought of him as crazy, and he did the impossible signing Messi here. But he deserves all of the credit. He was at the World Cup. He was at the box, in the luxury box, sitting next to Messi's dad, you know, kind of during World Cup games. That was kind of the real genesis of all this. Messi also trained at Inter Miami for an Argentina match in 2022 before this even happened. So a lot of things kind of were put in place. A lot of things were in motion already. But this is it didn't just happen out of thin air. A lot of things really were, you know, put into place and fell in place for Messi to land here in Miami. And it's all kind of worked out in this favor.
It is pretty amazing. It's still like a pinch me thing where you go, he's playing for Inter Miami, because even when the rumors started percolating years ago, it was like, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden they win the World Cup and you're like, yeah, his next team is going to be on Commercial Boulevard across from Wendy's. Okay. Yeah. And really, I mean, all credit to Jorge Mas for pulling off the impossible. I still think about what an owner Jorge Mas would have been for the Miami Marlins when that team was being sold and he wanted that team. But really, it's just a pinch me thing for Inter Miami and South Florida. And obviously, you see, like we saw the news this week, Drive Pink Stadium is now Chase Stadium. You go from the naming rights of Inter Miami Stadium going from an auto dealer that really made their bones locally here. They're national. Auto Nation's a national company now. But to an international banking company like Chase, it's really a remarkable story.
Think about what they have too. It's like Chase is they own the naming rights for the Warriors arena, the Golden State
Warriors. Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Right, like put this Inter Miami on Commercial Boulevard in the same breath as Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors and their arena. It's remarkable. What will translate, though, do you think, on the field? We know that they won last night. What will translate on the field? Is this one of those things where you go, yeah, Leo Messi is going to run roughshod over the MLS and they should be the favorites? Or does it become a fatigue issue? Teams just, hey, we just got to shut him down. They can beat us any other way. We just shut him down. Like, what do you think this path is going to look like for Inter Miami?
Well, first, I mean, a lot of this is players on the other side are going to get on the field and just be starstruck that Messi's on the field with them. They're playing against a World Cup champion. They're playing against the best player probably ever in this sport. There's an off factor a little bit into that. Then you get to the point where you have to play against him. You know, Messi's very LeBron in the sense that he's better when he's passing than he is scoring. And you saw the game last night, too. He had an assist on the first goal, and he pretty much orchestrated the second goal, too. So even when Messi's not putting the ball in the back of the net on his own, he's affecting the game in so many other ways. You think about when he first got here, all these young players that we didn't know about, you know, Robert Taylor, Benjamin Kramashki, who's taken off on social media with his own, you know, celebrity and looks. All these guys have played so much better because of Messi's presence next to him. So I think how this year is going to unfold is, you got to remember, I think Messi's big goal personally, he wants to win Copa America again. That's going to happen this summer. The first game's in Atlanta. The final is in Miami. They're going to play in this Champions Cup, which is a tournament they're going to have kind of early on in the season. I think they're going to, you know, focus a much of their attention on that tournament to win it. After Copa America, that ends in, I believe, at the end of June. July, you have the Leagues Cup, which they won last year. That's a tournament sponsored by Apple. I imagine he's going to play a lot more of that into it. And then this U.S. Open Cup, they're going to have some games kind of sprinkled in where they the soccer schedule is just so weird. It's just so weird. But I would say I think they have a good chance to win this first cup. Messi's got a good chance to win Copa America. And then when you get past July, you kind of see where they're at. I think it's going to be very, you know, if you're in the playoff in any tournament, doesn't matter where you're ranked or seeded, I think Inter Miami can kind of go as far as they want to go because they have Messi and because they have these other guys around them. And, you know, it's the talent is crazy. Did you see him play last night? Like, he still looks like he's in the prime of his career. This guy doesn't look like somebody who's going to retire anytime soon either. This Inter Miami train is going to happen this year, could go into next year. I would venture to say, a lot of people, you know, Messi had a documentary come out on Apple TV, you know, this week about his World Cup run. And he's saying multiple times, this is my last World Cup. I could see them kind of maybe seeing how much he can play if he can play for Argentina again in the World Cup. But that is what, 2028, I believe? 26, sorry. So that's 2026, excuse me. I can see this being a three-year window where Messi decides, all right, I'm going to continue playing for Inter Miami. I'm going to go play with Argentina because every time I play with them is going to be the last time I play with those guys. But if I have anything left in the tank for the 2026 World Cup, which is in North America, Canada, U.S., Mexico, I can see him giving it a run as well.
And so give me a Channing comparison, because I don't know a lot about soccer, but we've joked about Messi playing in MLS almost like Michael Jordan playing at the, you know, at the YMCA. Like, what's really the comparison? Because to your point, when he plays, he looks like the guys, he shouldn't be on the field with these guys. Like, give me another sport comparison of what is it? Is it Adrian Peterson running through a 12U football league? Like, how much better is he than the guys in the MLS?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of the best players of all time. And MLS is a growing league. I don't think people are giving it enough credit as well, too. You know, these guys play, there's a lot of younger players in this league, and Messi and his teammates being a little bit older, there could be some games where, you know, they just don't have it. The younger team wins, right? I would venture it as maybe a little bit of NBA today. You know, it's not so much when you see OKC getting blown out by a team that's younger than them. Okay. When you see Golden State getting beat by a team like OKC, you're like, all right, well, Steph, Clay, they kind of had an off night. Because they have, you know, OKC has Shai Gilgeous, and he's the youngest player. He's the best player on the court right now. I can see some of that right now. But the tiers of soccer, obviously European soccer is the best. That's where Messi shined most of his life. And Inter Miami is a growing team. They're like, you know, 3 or 4 years into what they've done here in MLS. It is a lesser league, yes. They have a chance to do some things and win. But I think the competition has gotten significantly better. These teams have gotten better throughout the years too. And there's going to be some games where they play against teams that are a little bit more put together and have some challenges. But at the end of the day, when they have chances to score and they do make those scores happen, you know, the weight of the competition is going to weigh down on other teams for, you know, against them.
Safin Dean, you can read his stuff in USA Today. I mean, it is messy, messy, and more messy. And the appetite for it is insatiable from what we've seen. So,
Safin looking good.
I'll tell you what.
I appreciate it, man.
Taylor Swift or Beyonce reporter goes on vacation. Do you fill in? Like, could you just jump in and just start following Taylor around?
I'll give you a call and we'll get you. I do a lot of the Coral Springs food court. And we'll see how
I
that
want
goes.
To be on the Ronald McDonald beat. I'll just follow Ronald McDonald around the country wherever.
I know who
at.
Should be scared is Travis Kelce and Jay-Z if Taylor Swift and Beyonce is around. Safin, that's who should be worried.
All I got to do is dust them with a little Crowder powder. That's all I need.
There you smacking go, good. See you, Safin.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Safin Dean from USA Today. He is covering Leo Messi all season long. Don't go anywhere. In the 4 o'clock hour, Doug Plagans is going to join us from Raleigh, where the Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to learn anything about Dame Lillard on this show, but you might learn a little bit about liver function.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.